So, are you ready? Say, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I want to go deeper. I have ears that hear very well. And my eyes see. And the scripture is about to show me that I can't trust emotions, but I can trust Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is taken from page 54 on Paul Keith Davis's Thrones of Our Soul. So, Colossians 3, verses 2 and 3, out of the New King James Version. The war is raging. Who will set us free from the body characterized by spiritual death? The soul and the body are the scene of this spiritual confrontation. Sin is living in our members, imparted with the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, brings spiritual death and separates us from our strongest desire, intimate fellowship with the Lord. As a result, man becomes aware that his strength alone is insufficient to win this war. So I said, ouch. Okay? Paul appealed for the deliverance of his soul from the spiritual opposition working contrary to the true desire of his heart. The fallen nature of man is characterized by spiritual death. The performance of those things in opposition to his higher desire to do that which is good. Set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's again Colossians 3. Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be free and experience victory in this battle as we surrender to the fortifying work of God. Those who do are called overcomers. So your workmanship is to overcome. The Lord will have his overcoming victorious army who inherits the great promises reserved specifically for them. Our grace is the impartation of his heart of desire to be fully submitted to the will of the Father and liberated from the veils of separation. When I read the veils of separation, I said, oh my God, there's the wind of change. There's the victory that we were told was happening. And it is blowing. It's blowing hard, and we need to see the veils move. And when the veil moves, revelation comes in, and it's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's a submission to what he tells you, and then to obey it as quickly as possible in order to get the results. Here we go. Be slow to anger. The Holy Spirit has explicitly identified one of the great strongholds of the enemy in the American church to be anger. Anger is generally the offspring of aggravation and irritation, promoted through the Western lifestyle permeating this nation. Did you hear that? Permeating this nation. The modern media fuels this fortress by promoting a robust and stressful lifestyle, creating frustration and pressure even within Christian homes when allowed to succeed. James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren, But let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Yeah. Put your hand over your heart. Say, I'm learning.
I'm learning.
That I am beloved of my Father.
That I am beloved of my Father.
And I'm not going to let a quick reaction.
And I'm not going to let a quick reaction.
To hear.
To hear.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
And slow to anger.
And slow to anger.
Is the solution. For the anger of man.
For the anger of man.
Does not achieve.
Does not achieve.
The righteousness of God.
Because
my God knows me. He knows everything about me. And he knows the strongholds that keep me bound. And they are not in the feelings family. But they're available. When I choose to obey. To see anger using me. And choosing to remain. Because I've never confessed it as sin. But I'm confessing it today. Staying angry, justified by pride, is no excuse to hold on to it. It is sin to my Father. And I confess it today. And I thank you for the living word that's manifesting today. I am going to be slow to get angry because the grace of God is in me and it's being multiplied as I speak. So I'm saying to anger, move on, be gone. I don't want you. You're not from God. And I will confess the pride. It is also sin to hold on to something. When my Father said he's the judge, I'm out of a job of judgment. So continue now to release healing into my heart. Don't leave your hand away from your heart right now. Say, Lord Jesus, when I apply the hand, healing. Yes, go ahead. When I apply my hand, healing manifests. Deliverance takes place. And I need it. And I want it. And I claim the blood that made me righteous. And I am righteous. And I am holy. Because he declared it. Whether I believe it or receive it, it's up to me. And I choose to receive it. I receive the fruit of the blood, which is complete cleansing from all the old anger that I've had in me, using me, abusing me, accusing me. They're out of a job today. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, I fill my heart now with perfect love. I command perfect love to occupy the spaces where anger ruled. Right now, I receive that perfect love that Jesus already paid the price for. Hallelujah. Take a couple of deep breaths through your mouth, in and out. Thank you for the greater grace, Lord. Thank you for the greater grace that identifies the strongholds. In Jesus' name. James 1:19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. The strongholds must be identified and dealt with through our biblical promises. To yield to these enemies is not simply experiencing unwanted emotions. More seriously, it admits demonic spirits assigned to create havoc. Did you hear that? More seriously, it admits demonic spirits assigned to create havoc and confusion at every opportunity. Unresolved anger left unaddressed will become bitterness and will pervert our thinking on every level. Bitterness will defile. And I added the word me. Bitterness will defile me. Thankfully, we have a remedy to free us from this snare, that we may stand before the Lord with our soul sanctified, mind, will, and emotions sanctified. However, the spirit of anger will run rampant through the unsanctified soul as conditions in the earth become too much for many to handle. Multitudes of misguided people will turn to drugs, alcohol, and prescription medication as a counterfeit remedy to settle their turbulent emotions. Say, I'm part of the multitude. I don't want to be misguided. I will not turn to drugs. I will not turn to alcohol. I will not submit to prescription medication as a counterfeit remedy to settle their turbulent emotions. And that includes my emotions. In Jesus' name we pray. Take another deep breath. Let it go through your mouth. One more time, way down deep. We thank you, Lord, that we sometimes have submitted to these in order to survive. And in my life, Lord Jesus, I watch both my parents submit to these things because they had no knowledge of your word. But I'm not living according to their example. I'm living according to the example that my Savior Jesus set a pattern for me to walk in freedom. And I will continue to walk in freedom, because that pent-up anger is now identified. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. Now take one more deep breath, way down deep. Let the fruit of this blood that was shed on the cross for me wash away any unresolved anger and let healing flow in. Unresolved anger leads to depression, and a spirit of confusion. We dwell in confusion continually when this evil opposition prevails. When unresolved anger, whether known or unknown, resides in my heart, it causes me to hear communications through a demonic filter. Say, ouch. A demonic filter is designed by God and allowed by God for you and I to choose one or to reject it. It's up to us. What it does is it distorts comprehension and perception. It makes our hearing of the discourse and admonition from others perverted and misconstrued, precipitating the hearing of one thing while we are expressing another. These wrong perceptions amplify the division and separation of brothers that only fuel unresolved anger. It is imperative that we develop the spiritual insight that allows us to see Christ in each other and the important contribution we each make to the whole. Without one another functioning in the body in our appointed place, the body will be fragmented and incomplete. The next heading is from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Clear communication. If these strongholds are allowed to persist, it not only distorts our perception and communication with our brethren, but also misinterprets our view of the Lord and spawns an inaccurate image of Christ. We must see him with an unveiled face in order to behold and become. And here's your scripture. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. I repeat. Say it with me. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of my Lord, I'm being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord.
From the Lord
and the Spirit. Unresolved anger, depression, bitterness are deep-seated veils clouding our views of the Lord and restricting our ability to be transformed into his image. Unresolved anger, depression, and bitterness are deep-seated veils. There's your veils again. Deep-seated veils clouding my view of the Lord and restricting my ability to be transformed into his image. These are areas of identification the Lord is desiring to address to his people during the coming season. Over time, unresolved anger can actually mature into a root of bitterness, which will completely defile. All manner of evil works result from a root of bitterness, resulting in the depletion and destruction of our fruit. Presently, I'm going to ask you to put your right hand over your spirit again. Presently, there is an impartation of grace. Say it with me. Presently. There's an impartation of grace that allows me to identify the areas of unresolved anger. Thus producing divinely granted repentance. It's not an emotion. That frees me from the distortions and divisions created by this stronghold. It is important to point out that these identifications of enemy fortresses require a response on my part. It is by resisting and fleeing evil design and calling upon the grace of God to extract carnal issues that the work of the Spirit is allowed to be completed. I want you to repeat it again after me. Say, presently.
Presently.
There is an impartation of grace.
There is an impartation of grace.
It's flowing into me right now.
It's flowing into me right now.
That allows me to identify.
The areas of unresolved anger.
Thus producing divinely granted repentance. It's done by my free will. And I'm doing it. And I'm not letting go. Because that frees me from the distortion and the division created by this stronghold. It is important to point out that these identifications of enemy fortresses requires a response on my part. Say, I've done this, Lord. It is by resisting and fleeing evil design and calling upon the grace of God to extract carnal issues that the work of the Spirit is allowed to be completed. The end result is open exchange with the Lord and true fraternal affection towards our brethren of every race, color, and creed. This paves the way for the unity of the brethren that produces the oneness and wholeness greatly pleasing to the Lord. It opens the corridors that allows the release of His anointing from the resources of heaven. There is a specific, unique anointing that accompanies fraternal affection and unity of the brethren. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. From there the Lord commanded the blessings, life forever. Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3. Say, Holy Spirit, you're having your way with me today. And I thank you that this grace is being multiplied. Even as I speak. In Jesus' name, I receive.